Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah! When he sang, you were playing some dangerous chords. You know, I haven't heard you like that. You made me remember or remind myself of Mr. Frankie Osen. May the Lord bless his memory. The father of Shadrach Osen. I have never seen anybody like that on the keyboard. If you feel Shah is good, you should see Franktronics himself. It was just amazing. Amen. Yeah, he trained my sound engineer and a few other guys that I know. The Lord bless you. I really appreciate your ministry. Say amen. Your sound is not too good. Something is not right. Put an ice on the thing. Let me hear my voice. Say amen. Stand to your feet. You're looking amazing. It's good to see you. Give God the glory. It is a joy and a blessing to be here in God's presence. And we thank God for everybody's life. Say amen. Please. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses. It was certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the side of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We prefer to see Jesus. We demand to see Jesus. Not the preacher. Christ, the Son of the living God. We want to see him and have a clear relationship with the Christ. Christ, we seek to know. Jesus, we seek to know. He is the reason. Put up the equalizer, so you know, you stole down on that thing. We seek to see the Christ. The Christos is the person that we want to see. He is the one that we seek and desire a relationship with. Then you are beginning to know that the message from this pulpit is the season's message. I'm telling you. Is a relevant message, not noise. Not noise. This police officer that was shot in the head. I can't show you pictures. It is bad. Let's say that he was in church last Sunday. And they told him you will receive double portion. It was absolutely the wrong message. Because he had less than 24 hours. That is how serious the whole thing is. Say a good amen. You papa. He's gone. That young man works with my son, Clement. Same department, same place. Clement knows this guy very well. I told Clement yesterday, I said, listen, God is hiding you from so many dangers. Many people called him thanking God for his life. He is on a 2-year study leave. That assignment possibly was going to be his assignment. But God had already told us you will not hear bad news for the next 5 years. So the Lord hid him. Interestingly. One word there would have done. I didn't know. I did well. A real one here. Say a good amen. You're looking lovely. Lord bless you. I thank God for you. One of the things that I've come to a realization is that I do much of you. When you mean the Aduma, I would do Ashini Pabi Bribinsa. Penikwa Yotra Juma, you're different from your papa Otabele Juma. I'm trying to give you a picture of what I'm trying to talk about. Your papa, Elder Mreku, Ejuma, you're totally different from Joe Metal Ejuma. Don't you think so? Yeah, you're totally different. But Ejuma, no one, I'm the Ashian son, where you're going to see, now you're Ejuma, and Baby Drew, baby, or near Nabe Tenas, and near Bunkunta. Na kuntabuodano. Akuntabuodano. Sister, ibeyehu papa. The day of reckoning or accountability, the day the Lord sits with you, then you will know it's not about the showmanship. Many people can hail you and yet the Lord has rejected you. Ibeyehu papa. So when the people are saying, go view, before God, that is noise. That is noise. When I look at the entertainment in church entertainment, I think we should take our time and talk about some of these things. The level by which people are entertaining themselves in the house of God. Oima, it is not the ability to preach. It is not the ability to prophesy. It is not the ability to serve in the house of God. It is your strength of obedience to the grace of God. Yeah. The price that was paid on Calvary's cross, your obedience to that particular sacrifice is enormously important. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm going to use opportunity for us to study and learn few things in God's word. I believe it is going to be of a tremendous blessing to all of us. May I have somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Allow me to do a very quick change immediately after the reading of God's word, and we can be able to cruise by the grace of God. Our foundation scripture in Chi. I want to read it in Chi. And then, you know, Yohanes and Petria, from 2016-9-11, I have read the scripture every week to you. On Tuesdays and on Sundays, consistently without deviating from the course of the assignment. It can happen. You can know Kofi Odro. Kofi Odro can be very nice to you. Kofi Odro can give you a very nice reception, a warm reception, and all that kind of thing. Don't be too comfortable. The main course is, do you know Christ? That is the main cause. That is the main cause. And yes, sir, Kofi Odro, Christ! 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is not part of our course tonight. But allow me to present that to you. And then by the grace of God, we can be able to work. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 1 downwards. Listen to exactly the course of the word of God. And brethren, when I came to you, I came not with the excellency of speech or with wisdom, declaring the testimony of God. In verse number 2, the Bible says, I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I don't want to know anything. And yet you crew my fashion. You know, sometimes I wonder what the meaning is when in churches we are trying to form a chimfoku, kwafoku, and kranfoku, and brofu, and all that kind of thing. In church, don't forget why we came. This is why I tell people over here, we don't care what tribe you belong to. You can be blue, green, brown, or pink. It is not the point. It does not matter. And that is why, you know, from the beginning of this church, we discarded that kind of thing. Because there were a lot of people that came to this church. I made it clear to them, why? Hey, Christ, and then Adolfo, and Heshia. And say a good amen. We want to know the Christ. Me ne penny, me di pa mano. Osoma me baby ya beko. Me di aniji ya beko. Me mfere na ho. Se me di na ho adansi. Me timi ajina bedroom. At pemu akase Kristo Yesu nko eni ewurate. Baby ya yasi emu Yesu di. Me timi ajina ho abo Yesu di. Ye kumi ya me pe. Me ni Kristo pesi etu anamo. Asa me ni Kristo nante ya. Eni e na me chese Kristo. Me suit is a Christ. What did you make it? Yeah. So why is a Christ? No, I win any idea. Bible said, you wouldn't win your uncle home, no, any idea. You wouldn't Christ for you, so home, no, any idea. You know, so a song like, you know, a heart like yours is my desire. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. Full of compassion. Nothing wrong with it. Please hear me, Lord, and give me a heart like, yeah, a heart like yours. Put us on that. It's my desire. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. Full of compassion. Nothing wrong with it. Please hear me, Lord, and give me a heart like, yeah, a heart like yours. I like the point. It's my desire, yeah. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. I like this part. Full of God, and within me there is nothing wrong. Please hear me, Lord, and give me a heart. Yeah, I want to be like Jesus. Let me say yes. Can you imagine when that to you? If I talk to you, I'm afraid.
We're talking rubbish. We're thinking nonsense. Three songs he sang, all about Jesus and his kingdom. And many let when he down, we any free we are so, and then a corner. Want to ask a crowd? I'm going to let me do something very quickly. Can you move these monitors? These ones are blown. Change them for me quickly. I don't like the sound that's coming out. Yeah. Can I have four gentlemen? Quickly. Thank you. Show them how to disconnect this and disconnect that. Put these up there for me and remove these off. Thank you. Yeah. Change it for that. And put up, push up the whatever that is coming up. Yeah. Put it there. Remove that one and bring the one at the back. Push it here. Thank you very much. Take it out. Take it out. Thank you very much. Somebody shouldn't tell you that. When bad sound is coming up, we should be able to detect it. I'm not a sound engineer, but the air being the motive is in the air, Papa. I've been in here every day. I don't want to see it. Okofi on Fanko, no one could deal with it. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Move up there. There's a disconnection there. Chief, move this away. I don't want to see it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Position it well. Let us work. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Now we can go to work. Now, on Sunday, we were studying God's word. And among the lovely things that we were talking about on Sunday, maybe let me amalgamate the scriptures that we were dealing with from the W3 service to the F5 service. On Sunday, I think that I read Ephesians chapter 2 from verse number 1, very profound scripture, and I will want to use opportunity for us to be able to stick to where we're going. Let's go to the old software so that we can be able to get exactly what we are dealing with. Ephesians, the second chapter, from the first verse, was one of the things that we were talking about last Sunday morning. The Bible said, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Then I came to a realization that just after I've been there is something that comes upon me. Let's change it into GNT and possibly have a lighter kind of English and deal with what we are talking about. The Bible said, in time past, you were spiritually dead. Because of your disobedience and sins. There is a spiritual death. Into moving to verse number 2, the Bible was beginning to talk. At that time, you followed the world's evil way. You obeyed the ruler of spiritual powers in space, the spirit who now controls the people who disobey God. In other words, if anybody disobeys God, there is a spirit in charge of that. If anybody, please put it back, disobeys God, there is a spirit that controls that person. It do them. I mean, funny, sir. You know, me can quite just some. And the Christ, yes, so you don't know. Now, he knew who to me. And it's in a we. But the same me, I hate you. Something is wrong. Volume didn't go through. Volume didn't go through internet. Volume didn't go through. Hallelujah. Last week when I came here on Tuesday and I was talking to you, be careful you don't live your life in bitterness. And then I even went further by saying, be careful you don't do ministry with bitterness. Let me even go further tonight. Be careful you don't have a relationship that is full of bitterness. Bitterness. Pain. Unforgiveness, anger. This is not the spirit of God. If still you cannot love your brother, something is wrong. Something is wrong. If the name is Kwan, you be drew a sudden year before. Yeah, near that. What did you mean? Okay. If you say Temufu on Winipa, what the Obianuma, a big good who swore a power so. Yeah, now who ya so? And tete, what do we jabesh? What did jabesh? Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 8 downwards to verse number 12. The Bible makes it, you know, emphatically clear in that particular course. The Bible said, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And then he went further in verse number 9. And think not to say within yourself that we have Abraham to be our father. For I say unto you that God is able to raise these stones up for children unto Abraham. Look at verse number 10. I like this. For now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bring forth good fruits. Any fruits, good fruits. So you can bring forth fruits, but it's not good fruit. You will be cut down. If somebody is here and he feels like life is too hard, I want to commit suicide, that is not good fruit. You would die and go to hell. No suicide will enter heaven. I want to repeat what I said. No suicide will enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you, say good again. Say a good amen. And so I am going to use opportunity and tell you, the world is full of wickedness. This world, the Bible said, any man or woman that is born of a woman, you are a seed of a woman, you have a very short time of life, but full of trouble. Yeah. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Onipa bia oba na awo wonna no etia ohau kwa ohau ni bi ni se nipa betimi atwa ntra to so bia dance kurumu afa ho won betimi e de bonne bonnyo no etia oka wan hwe ya wonyame som be sei I'm telling wan hwe ya okristo som be to fo. I am going to use opportunity for us to talk properly tonight. Let's talk about, there is something that I said that we were going to look at, and it's about the lust of the mind. I think it's verse number Ephesians chapter 2. Let's read downwards a little bit, maybe from verse number 3 downwards. I think it should be somewhere there. The Bible said, among whom we all had our conversation in time past in the last plural, last of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the lust of the flesh and of the mind. I want you to, you know, right now, just, you know, go ahead and highlight from fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Highlight it for me. Fulfilling the desires. It is natural desire that when somebody hurts you, you retaliate. It is natural. But here he is talking about. So let me use opportunity for us to differentiate the difference between the desires of the flesh and the desires of the mind. For us to be able to understand it, let maybe take it to different versions and see how it will sound like. Verse number 3 in a different version. Actually, all of us were like them that lived according to our natural desire, doing whatever suited the wishes of our bodies and of the mind. The mind has wishes. The body has wishes. Go to another version. In this version, the Bible is saying categorically, we all did it, all of us, doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it. All of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with a whole lot of us. Last version, Amplified, I would like that. And maybe NLT, Amplified now, I would like this one. Among these, we were as well as once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of the flesh, our behavior governed by our corrupt and sensational nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind, the impulses of the flesh. The impulses of the flesh. I feel like sleeping in my boyfriend's house. I feel like smoking weed. I met somebody the other day who told me, pray for me. I said, for what? He said, because I feel like having sex. And I'm sweating. I said, when you have a baby, I'm sweating deliverance. We hear deliverance. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I will build up from there, and then we can be able to go. The impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind, our cravings dictated our senses and our darker imaginings. Yeah. The Paul said, Papa, me pass me enemy to me, Yaboni, I'm in Penny, no one, I'm here. So the Spirit of God has a unique assignment. If you get to Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8 in King James, in the Bible says, for we are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works, it is the gift of God. Yeah, you know, it is not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Verse number 9, very interesting verse. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Then when you go to verse number 10, interesting verse. For we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Dear ye, nobody can save yourself by good works. Everybody is saved by grace through faith. Verse number 8, go back to it. Verse number 8, for by grace we are saved through faith. In other words, the grace of God is a gift. When you believe in that gift, instantly you have salvation. And your papa away, and you do kuawabo, and you would near why you whatever, all the things that we believe in, and you make up our win, and ya somadia, and show, and ya, I sorry, Abano, Mimineda, and ya sorry, Abano, Juada, and ya nun a chiwonka, on them Christo so, and I'm a wabay up for the fufu. And some money will form, is a big country, you know. The moment you are saved by grace and not of works. We just said, no, that is not what I'm talking about. But the moment he fashioned you, I like the word in verse 10, workmanship. When we, I am an artisan. I am a building technologist by profession. City and Guilds of London. You know, I do buildings. This building, I designed it. You know, all our churches, I designed it. And what we do, when we say workmanship, we are talking about the beauty or the ambience of the finished work. The when the work is done, then we say, this is a workmanship. Say, yeah, can you dream where Becca said, Mason in San Wolfe, Carpenter in San Wolfe, POP in San Wolfe. That is workmanship. Workmanship. Well, see, you know, in verse number 10, listen to what exactly, for we are his workmanship. Yeah, in San Wolfe, Juma. When name Christ Jesus one minute. It would if you are probably obia wababe wabaye Christo diano. I say or that in you my party. The Abemia who say we are Christo dia in your good works. The good works doesn't save you, but the good works are the fruits. A me who no dia kura. Where in your mapa. Is a money of them. In your mapa. Matthew chapter 15, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Jesus was saying something. Let your light shine before me. Yeah, me and caught the news of Twitter. So I can read to you also simultaneously with it. Yeah. Let your light so shine before me that many may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, that they may see your good works. Your good works. One of those good works is to show the love of God. First Corinthians 13, you know, if you are a member of this church, this particular scripture is one of the most important scriptures to us. First Corinthians chapter 13 from verse number 1. Very interesting scripture. First Corinthians 13 verse 1. The Bible says, "Nasemidi nipani abofo tetchere makasa. Nemi nita mitese yawa echiche ana akasaya ewoso." Yeah, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not love, I have become like a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Verse number 2, interesting verse. What say, Nami wo, you know, a diye asankaye, Nami nime hintasemna, Nami wo nimtiena, Nami wo jidiena, you know, na mitimi tutumipo, Nami nita, tia ye, menzehe. When yami ya ni munzehe, uba asore waha, ubiya yu, ubiya yu, ubiya mpanje. Mimfahun chile chile ye chile chile, when yami ya ni munzehe. Now, since it's Bible study, let me take my time and work. There is a tendency that people who are old people here, they have a tendency, so many new people never know, especially when the new people have audience with Kofiudro. I'm serious. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a hypocrite. Mama Konfo. Ajimua maye majin hini we radia jumem. Mekachina says sorry got na kunyesu. Na mekachina na sena na beubetina. Se wun ni hini. Se wun ni hini. Nyon nyono. Ebeba betina wakum. So we need him. When Zanu Bomara and Pompoy Simona. The devil will put it in your hand. Ya ye ni ha bresa na sorry na ye ye na mabana mababe jiji position. That is not the spirit of God. Now I want to ask who humben the two moon. I want to ask that question. That is not heaven. I'm telling you, heaven. Baby, na and all that will be catch say, and all that kind of thing. But only permit time will be that is a fruit. As you may see, that is not the Holy Ghost. A preacher can never stand on this altar and curse anybody. Because this is not for cursing. The altar of God. Yemfan no minipa. Yedi shira. Yedi chinakra. Yedi sonipam. And shira chile bia. A tiny nia. It's not of God. Unsani shimue, 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 Sheep. The Bible said, "So we be cursed, or ye Paul dear, no we be cursed, or ye Apollo dear, or some way honam. You are canal. Or be cursed, me ye Paul dear, or some why any Paul, why any Apollo? Woman na ye nyamen kuwa, ye wu animo ame yang kuwa." Someone were from. Me see me person me hunu Jesus. You pay Jesus who hunu no. I'm going to quote three scriptures. Ni na verse ni 15. Chapter ni different. The verses ni na 15. Three of them. I'm the assembly na ba na we. So we'll be. Ede ninu ya hun tirimu kashe ni tirimu. Na obo tonswa. Upe eja ibo. Umpa ibo kwenyesi. The awoye ni na astafia ye showmanship. Hum hum. Nyame hum hum ni yechile. Ose. Se mitimi kasa. Me kasa ma mipo titu. Na minida. Nenzewe. We drink some of your baby, but when you're me anymore, no. This is where so many people will be disappointed. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 21 down was very interesting scripture. And I said, this is where the Christians will have the shock of their lives. And you will be around, or see me say, with a deer, with a dinner, and I was sure him, you know, Ubekomo, Aji, one more, a Yamaja was run all. Push it further. Verse number 22. Listen to the word of the Lord. Edano ni pa pi pe e pi. Everybody be catch lips, me say. Everybody. Yam fe with ding and shankum. Yam fe with ding and 2 hour money. Na yam fe with ding and you to be dear pi ana dear ye. Verse number 23. The Bible says. And I'm a pair more culture once. Minimuda. Mean she am da. A young war. I didn't know across the world, so that you were so who would da. When she would da. Ahay! I'm a culture and grow for Munya Entertainment. Because you will be who attain. And you. Stop them. When some money was from. When did Jesus say, when he back on how to? When Saba back on how to? A dear beer! You may see a coin, you know. A buffoon how you to train it? Oh, Coco Bonnie, you free her. I read your answer in the Bible. Hey, who could be to me? I shall be before. Who be free? Who could moon so about the dear? Answer when he about also. On everyone who says, and I'm grown too. On grown to me through Krumun's room from Mutia. Tim Pesimi Bissas and whom Ben is, Edgman. These are some of the questions we should be asking ourselves. Just I may say, we'll be back, sorry, 1 year, no, some Christo. Yashen and Nima, it was here, Huno Christo, and Winyam. We have to see the glory of the Christ on that person. Obi awasum nyame for only 1 year. Say Yeshua wenima Christ. Enu wenyam e wase yehunu woweni. It must appear in your relationships. It must appear in your business, in your work with God. Serious. Say yehunu senu wenyamu mesime mfaho. And I know it's young for me, yes, when I'm on Saturday. Daddy. The Emperor with Jeffrey's room, I'm a shoe woman. A simon name home, a woman. Oh, more money than the infant. See, that is why I have problems with certain prayers and certain utterances. Bow and Ifra, a bow with them. This is not witchcraft. This is not idolatry. Love them who despitefully use you and pray for your enemies. But I'm telling you the teachings of Christ. Something that can help you and straighten you. That's what I'm talking to you about. You want to serve the church of God. The Bible says, "Obi enti mi anwe onu ankasa ni fie su ya eye dan okohwe wanyankopon vi." Undi mi re okunu ba akope. There are some in there, but I hear. Ukunu ba akope undi mi re no. Ready, but you make her up until we are myself, who be and all that kind. We are Jesse, I'm a Miamba, my babes, ye be a comma. What Munguana won't in a bewa? We won't drink up as we begin up on a hello, my darling. Welcome to church. We are not chum hypocrite. Yeah, your protocol, your positionings, your frontliners, your midliners, your backliners in church. Will be one more person, non choir frontliner. You move. We need a konyabia. How are you able to break? We need a konyabia. We hunda nyom tofue tunyom. Pastor Steve say we met tunyom. Adena we met tunyom. Meme we hadena we met tunyom. Usuba amfone mfa menyami fi. Kasi usuba anu yitu abantene. Nema hongkong kong kwai. Na kumanu adane sabuono. Omubuno! Semane kofam! Say a good amen. It's a making country. That's a mahood woman. The means and ye moon chichimono. It starts with verse number 15. The first one is Matthew chapter 18, verse number 15. The Bible said, "Moreover, if a brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault." When you are from what? Koninchen. Konako. Koyino ateng. Kokoyin ateng. Yeah. Koninchen. You know, and then he says in the English, "Moreover, if your brother trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, then you have gained your brother." So what next verse, verse number 16. In this verse, the Bible said, "But if he will not hear you, then take two or more people, and for that in the mouth or two or three witnesses, every word will be established." Verse number 18, in 17 rather, the Bible said, verse number 17 rather, "And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church." Yes, neka say you. This is Jesus talking. "Tell it to the church. If he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican." This one, I will read it in Nasawentie Wonswa. Kukachida Safono. Nasawentia Safonoa. Any bunisabusun sumi.
any two genie. Yes, that means that Jesus is trying to say, if there is a dispute, me and Rita, if Rita and me cannot solve it, Rita should go and report me to his mother. To her mother, rather. Her mother will call me, you can't see me dear stealer. Then we should bring it to church. Church elders should call us to try to settle our dispute. He says, still me penny be a min warino. Saying. Then we take it to the next level. I saw the next car. That says, still. Mentia was our Safuni Mummy said, was soon soon. I said, no, soon. And what day? Naturally, sir, you and Fabon, you know, in Shayakuma. Let it go. Yeah, let me tell you before I close tonight, forgiveness is one very difficult thing. That is why it takes the grace of God to do that. And everybody who is here and people have wronged you. I mean, people have really wronged you. People have really hurt you. I want you to get the message. People have really hurt you. You did them good. They paid you bad. I am standing here to tell you, forgive them.
I mean, personally, people have wronged me, hurt me. If I want to hold those, I cannot be telling you what I'm telling you. Let them say they are evil.
Okunyalo monon money na nwe jaw. Mona jole, a jole. Anyalo mole. The person that is blessed is blessed. You can't curse him. So you can spread evil and poison. It doesn't change anything. Say a good amen.
Amen.
You will meet me there.
Say a good amen. The second one is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number 15.
Second Thessalonica Fungma Tosumi Enu Itra Emian Saimudunum.
The Bible said, yet count him as an enemy, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. You may not understand this until we read from verse 13. So let's go to verse 13. Verse number 13. Very interesting verse. But ye brethren, be not weary of well doing. Mudie enuanom mumre papa yimo emre ho obeye papa mankrofo de boni atua weka but emre ho
na ne bre bi na wo ho mo he owie mu anamo eno de chire wo abi ka chire se me ka sa chire mu a unti. When we are courting and we are in our courtship process, we don't. Ubi be kanede dead. Na wakwa miye di ejina no. Idi jina uye. Yangu mara oni apaki wezi baby. Na waya ha ha. Sister eni mnye meka no. Hey, mo bro. Hallelujah. Emperor. I'm telling all these young people who wants to marry, don't rush. Don't rush. God will order yourself to the right man, to the right woman. The Lord will bless you with the right man, the right woman. I don't know. This is not part of my submission tonight, but let me add it. Don't push yourself on a man. Don't push yourself on a man. First of all, a virtuous woman knows that her merchandise is good. Proverbs chapter 31. A virtuous woman. Let's look for that verse for me. You know, from verse number 10 to 31. Look for that verse and put it on the screen. That's your assignment. You just search for it. A virtuous woman knows that her merchandise is good. Not this one. You know, she is like merchant ships. No. You know, she knows that her merchandise is good. Unimnibua, unim how wet she is. Unimbua or so, you know, and they will not push themselves on you. I'm an one. She comes to church. A taxi driver decided to marry her. She brought the guy to say hello to me. I said, no problem. Go and see the family and all that. And then the next week, the lady came back without the guy and said to me, you know, Papa, I'm sorry. Was he free? I call you. I pursue him. And then the catcher and said, I had you. I had you. I'm saying, so we'll be drumming quietly. And then come on, in your sujet. I prefer that. Krong krong meurate. Listen to that. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle will never go out by night. This is a virtuous woman. Valuable. I close. The merchandise is good. Go back to the scripture we were dealing with. And the scripture, I think, is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number 13. Go to verse number 14. Let's finish up. The Bible said, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. But verse number 15 say, do not see that person as an enemy, but admonish that person as a brother. Last scripture, which has verse 15, is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 15. Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of. Let's read from verse number 14. We'll get a better understanding. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see God. Yeah. Money ni penna entem asumdie ani ahotia se wobi ekwetia. There's a scripture like that. I will read that also. Don't worry. It's a scripture like that. This one, it looks like Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 18. Hebrews 12, 18. Similar scripture. Hebrews 12, 18. Yeah. Hebrews 12 and verse number 18. Sure. Oh, we were in Hebrews 12 rather. It's Romans 12 rather. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 18. Romans 12 and verse 18. Forgive me and correct it. Yeah, 18. Sebitimia. Mufem dear. Muni ni penant asumbim. And this is why I'm telling you. Awenina Kristo Yesu ahini enu eba na so. Nafu weni to so said ye tie bia obenya bia ko. Na ni nipena antene ye. Uti ye mu weni mri obi ade. Pene ni awo so. Emu weni mri ska. Enfa samo nyisha uyem. tie dia make ken obi anani abre osura hini no pre ontie ema wani mri obi ade emfa asem nhye umu awani nko papa ye de urade yesu nani ni ntu anamo you are come free we are sene ema ho ene ema ni pe pre bibia ye bre obre nson ye a empre ebre ne so anema wo pri na wo mise beba wonjen awani tu awrade so esu ya papa ye na twu won fri bonne ene bonne akwa ho na ye hu enwu no mabo no anye wadoye ene yie enkomo bonne se wo bra papa enti twu won fri enkomo bonne ho kwasi eda na me catch us kwasi a program abe tv so Christo ni twu fri ho kwasi a program Wusha program na niswa dia ompe so mchire na ye dwaman we ni we etwa kasee we obetimi adi twa kasee this is what they are following obetimi sumuchino obetimi miemia you know na Christo ni teho na wuti ane ni je ho it's a text na Christo ni afa text uba sorry wunye mobile money da Woba sorry when you mobile money da utimi text aso mercy e dia hini ni hwam I'm serious my one is Awani su chureji Natan wachi Famaria Nama Ema kacho, eni ema bebre honu mwa Ema bufro Many things Mujini ema piwo TV so mehe Eni ema ukuragi nese nyabwan mehe So that the focus can be Christ. And you may be one more. But you see, I catch him saying, I'm bored, but something in him. What's it, Bob Marley, Bagana, or Nidwe, Yishaba Ranks, and then Lucky Dupe, and then Alpha Blondie, and Family. And you must say, you straight just me and near maybe one more than found me when we are so full. Nanam Tio preaching you are M. Wame the mean dear friend Matthias M. Waka. I'm serious, and you know, our friend the gospel. I mean, who is saying your gospel? It to me mean dear, I dear be on my men call me say, my one is so yeah, ma. That's right. My one is so. If you see, we are in your precunda. A young kakran. Be when I know them. Edipa bebere hwe asenzu mu hunu. Edipa bebere hwe asenzu mu. E kama ti no one na Habakuk. Abru kru nim. Utimi jina phone so 4 hours. Yes ye preachia no ani kum. Yes ye preachia. Linoni wokura ni minta ma woneke ole ashe ase oda from oda boni dani wa chifa ma nama But it's true.
Obi kunu beti mi atoka ma ba de injirenus. Sawo de saka ne ba be bi jina, the Lord has made the way. Enye Lord ne me wa yase made the way.
Power is human. Power is human. Church Jesus. Good time. Watch it. Power is human.
Let's read the Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 14 and 15 well, and let's finish up our service. Now look at clearly that it says, you know, verse number 15, and I like verse 15 so powerfully. You know, the Bible said, "Na munhwe ye na obi amfiri Kristo adom ne ho anka akyiri." She ye, looking diligently that any man fall not from the grace of God. Obi betimi a fall ato atwene baby kura no onim so ato onim so ato. There are so many things that are addiction. Social media is one of them. Pornography is one of them. Boy, see baby puno no more untimi nyai anadwe wonyamen sane wonfin chichiri. Say a good amen. Bring your scripture back, let's work, you know. And then he says lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. In other words, bitterness can defile your spirit. By the time you can't focus on your assignment, you have deviated. Listen to what he said. You know, now let me go back and read it again. Munshiyin will be and freak nyankopa domino ho ankechri. Now wanyeti se in him no. Bitterness and no. And you know, and free a mama me how will be yara. Now I like this one. Now I'm fa enkekanye. I'm a kika unipe biara. Enkekanye di akika ni babibri. I said it will be bad. Sorry, nanka duma one son ne na kume moon dear to person or sume with a day will be at to ni hindidia. Na fidia dia when ya make de tona kuma so se ahana me pesa wosum. Kona kwa koso o peso ko ubi u. Oba anu hu ubi anane buf. That too hinted ya. Ubi ya ye hinted ya ma. Me on shafu ye bebe rebe ti me atu hinted ya. Because bebe re ni mkasa. Bebe re ni subayin. Omu na akawunti ni ya waha. Ahate sa ya resabi ya winyame sa ye na aye ya diye. En su ebi ya riche ebi. Omu onse no omano ye den. Ebi ya riche ebi. And chena to tormento nation. Mureba, mahusi esie wafom. Mureba. A brantie, or say, prosini, ya we, this week, and I'm dedicating my program, na more say. Orie police service, only 1 year. Orie enlistment, ya final last year training. Last year, no orie. Orie, latter part of last year, ya dini be uremu. Oba, I'm only 10 months. What tears on them? Nanka winya Christo won kwa jie. Sambi ate. So we yas asesun jini yasakani ya nemum ebrenso edanes. Sayani brenso tia ne tia. Munsiesimuhunsio. Ne damunina so edano namura ebu. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 13 and 14. Munsiesimuhunsio. Watch therefore,
For ye know neither the day nor the hour the Son of Man comes. Enti monyei. Monyei. Munim edonkro. Anadakura wi unipaba no eba. Munim.
Ti debi anam kachwa sem person me besra wufiya. Aha ufri se debi esesi wisi esi ufiyo. Unim da meba. Eda ube esu ene diye osu obeba wa ma. Ube hunu danwa.
Come and see scatter.
Mumbe bro nwa musi ni ema mudi guma konya kesi. Kwe yifra atuma so anadi ya biguwa konya kesi. Netimi guwa wii binu wako tonu washa uye utimi yama ni nasa. Nuwa sesi nuwa sadi ya bigum. Ati uwa wa. Eno sa anu bam ni ema nesa. What do you call me? Who's a BF? Now,
don't I have bar question? A yinas. Men's way by audience, I'm at Tanaha, I'm a court Tanaha. I'm saying, I want draws in a ship.
So, you know, I say, the two hands are lifted up to Jesus.
Ma, when is so? Ma, when is so? Ma, when is so? Chirachi.
Hey!
Ta, where she? Mama, yes.
Ma, when is so?
I want it so.
I want it so.
I want it so.
I want it so. To achieve. I want it so. I
want it so. Sing it one more time. I want it so. For the last time, come on.
When
is soon? When is soon? When is soon?
When
go, so put your two hands on your heart or on your chest and tell the Lord, CSCMA, prepare me, O God, to be a sanctuary pure and holy, tried and true. Yeah, with thanksgiving, I will be a living sanctuary for you. This is what the Lord seeks of us. I will see us here. I will restore. Will set tear. I want tear. I want see us here.
Whatever the request you came before the throne of God, online church, we bring every request before the throne of God. Faithful is our God to do exceedingly abundantly above everything we can think, ask, or imagine. Bring it before the throne of God. Come on. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That is what we will continue at first in Bible because here tomorrow. And tomorrow evening at Alabaster City, our 3-day revival starts. Hey! The God of all miracles, the God of power, the God of glory and grace will meet his people. Hallelujah. And you lift your right hand. We want to make intercession for Ghana. Want us to pray for this country. It's not only economically we are struggling, we're also struggling with eternal security. This is what goes on. Can you pray for Ghana for just 1 minute? Come on, in the name of Jesus. Pray for this country. Hear our cry, O God. See us here, woman. Jigana akume free bonyuno homua. Pemoja idipemo anum minister to me. Hallelujah. Let's close with the same song. Father of life, draw me closer. Lord, my life, come on.
Lord, my life.
Can you raise your two hands unto the Lord? Let me run the race.
With your love unfolding in my
heart. And let the of God, let it rain. Father of life, draw me far, far of life, draw me closer. Lord, my life is set on you, Lord. My heart is set on you. Let me run the race of time with your life. And let the peace of God. Oh Lord, I hunger. Oh Lord, I hunger for more of you. Rise up within me. Let me know. Holy Spirit. Saturate my soul and let the life of God fill me now. And let your healing revive and make me old. I break the music. Oh Lord, I hunger. Cut the vocals. Sing a church. Come on. Oh Holy Spirit.
Oh Holy Spirit.
Saturate my soul. And let the life of God fill me now, fill me now. Let your healing power revive and make me whole. And let the peace of God, and let the peace of God, and let the peace
of God, let it rain.
And I commit your church into your hands, Father. May we be like a gold refinery or a gold mine, where you are digging out gold and you are processing the gold. And when you appear in your glory, we will be a finished work by the premise of the price of the cross that Jesus paid for our redemption. Thank you that we are new life in Christ. We reign with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we are new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I pray that the miraculous and the supernatural will open the doors for your people and give them testimonies and rest. No weapon formed against them will ever prosper. Every demonic hold that rises against them, arise, O God! Swallow that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.